Blog Talk Radio.
Enterprise. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up.
They are official sponsors of Four Quarters Coach Lee, also the Women's Football Camp and Conference. And, hey, when you come to Vegas, hey, like I said, just drop them Coach Lee's name and, booyah, you got an instant discount because that's how it works. You know, that's how it works. And also for our new sponsor who's been on board with us for about 3 weeks now, which is Rogers Athletic Equipment, you know, I gave them their own slogan. I gave them this slogan, where the good get better. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the camp and conference, where the good get better. But, you know, the marketing director loved it. So I'm using it, and, you know, we're going to use it. But the bottom line is if you don't have the equipment to get better, you know, you ain't getting better. So, again, use Rogers Athletic Equipment, or Rogers Athletic Company, the equipment for the official football. If you're watching the NFL combines and stuff like that, you don't see the big R on all the pads and everything because that's what they use, the sleds and all the agility bags and jip and agility bags for the ground and the hidden bags and stuff like that. That's Rogers. But anyway, let's kick this bad boy off like we always do. And it's a deep kick. Yeah, because we talk nothing but about deepness here. And I think tonight is going to be one of those shows that it might get deep, you know, because, again, it is football. And, you know, speaking of football, you know, I'm always trying to educate and try to let people know what's going on. But I have the pleasure of actually going to a football camp this week. Matter of fact, Thursday through Saturday. Matter of fact, guess where it's at? Here in Vegas, because this is where the world happens in Vegas. It's the Frank Glazier camp. And the Glazier camp is probably one of the biggest football camp for football coaches I know in the States for sure. They're like all over the place. I just give you guys a couple examples of, you know, where it's at, you know. But again, like I said, I'm talking about statewide. I'm talking about United statewide, you know what I'm saying? All over the place. But the Glazier camp is $299 for a season pass, which is great because you can go through multiple camps in this situation. Ooh, excuse me. A little bit too much 7-Up here. But the bottom line is this. They're in Atlanta. They were in Atlanta February 5th. Let me go backwards. So they're all over the place. They're in Atlanta February 5th. They were in Atlanta January 15th. They're going to be in Atlanta March 5th. Baltimore, Maryland, January 22nd. Baltimore, Maryland, February 12th. So, again, a couple of these things have passed. They're in Charlotte, Cherry Hill, North New Jersey, Chicago, Illinois. Matter of fact, they got a camp coming up. Matter of fact, on the 5th and the 7th, the same weekend here in Cincinnati, Ohio, Costa Mesa, California, Dallas, Texas. They just had a few there. So, again, everyone always be talking about, you know, we don't need to learn anything. But how would you figure that out when you got multiple camps going on throughout the United States? This is camp season. You got to realize the first 2 months after the season is camp season for the coaches. Why? Because a lot of these coaches, college coaches that are speaking at these camps and conferences have to get back to the schools because they're doing what? They got spring ball. But also the NFL is over with. They're having their camp and conference. They're having combines and all the other good stuff. And, you know, this is education month between the end of January, believe it or not, the beginning of January to mid-March, you're going to find many camps all across the nation dealing with football. And, again, you know, I just happened to be able to talk to folks about making sure that I'm trying to educate women's football to the best of my ability, and I'm using my leverage again. You know, with this talk radio show, owning the Las Vegas Showgirls and being a Western Regional rep for the WFA, you know, you got to pull those cards and get yourself into these things to learn. But anyway, you know, like I said, you can go to Glazier, that's Glazier Clinics, clinics.com will definitely give you the place you want to be. You know, they got sponsors, Rydell, CoachCom, Sports Decal, Coach's Choice, the AFCA, which is the American Football Coaches Association, European players. I mean, they got all kind of things on here, discussion boards, it is a great lead way to what the Women's Football Camp and Conference is going to be about. And those are some of the things that I'll be talking about at this camp and conference, well, not even camp, at the clinic, as I put it, coaching clinic. And rubbing elbows with some of the coaches there and seeing if I can get them to be guest speakers at the Women's Camp and Conference that will be taking place in January, matter of fact, January 6th through the 9th, 2011. Hey, early bird tickets are still available. If I was you, I would get it. If not, hey, you always can put down your 25 bucks to hold your spot, because trust me, this thing is blowing up. It's getting bigger and better, and ladies are out there realizing that it is legit, and it is for the betterment of themselves and also their team. It's now for your coaches to get off your tailbone and get yourself in, because, again, I don't care if the women are getting better. If the coaches ain't teaching and ain't getting better, then our product is still in the mud. So get your butt off your tailbone and get signed up for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. You know what I'm saying? Get it done now. But let me just go over the agenda real quick of this particular one that's taking place here in Vegas this weekend. Again, March 4th through the 6th. It'll be located at the Hard Rock Hotel. And just to let you guys know, you know, everybody always complaining about, well, I don't want to spend no money. You know what? If you're going to learn something, you're going to have to spend some money. So I'm just going to give you the idea of here's something that's been established for years and years to come and what they're spending. They're at the Hard Rock Hotel, and they're paying $109 a night, actually $119 a night on Friday through Saturday, and $109 on Thursday. So, again, when you're at the Women's Football Camp and Conference, I'll put you in the best place for the best price because I want it to be affordable. But there ain't nothing wrong with the Hard Rock, let me tell you. Again, it's $299 to register to be a part of the clinic. But, again, you can go to consecutive clinics, which is great. You know, that's all good. So let's look at their Thursday night schedule. Actually, this year, I'm learning something. They know that most people check in on Thursday, and also, you know, check in Vegas is not to 3 o'clock. So, again, you let people travel, get in. But their first session is not to 7 p.m. on Thursday, which I will take note of and make sure that I'm in tune with that. But we got Chad Emerald, at UNLV. He's going to be talking about inside-outside run zone. I guess he's the O-line coach there. Again, you can go and click and get all the bios for everybody, and I won't talk about that because you can go there. You got Saddleback College out of California. You got DJ McCartney from LSU that's going to be here. You got Clint Wiley from Villanova. You got Brian Cox, who's one of the head football coaches, high school football coaches here in Las Vegas at Palos Verdes High School, which is probably one of the most successful high school programs in Las Vegas outside of Bishop Gorman, which is nationally ranked. You got Mark McCoy from Saddleback College. Again, you got Darwin Ross from Palos Verdes High School. You got Jim Erdman from Rosemont High School out in Minnesota. You got Vance Joseph from San Francisco 49ers dealing with DB drills. So you got the coach from the 49ers. Like I said, I really wish you guys really got into this thing and realized how important it is for us as women's football coaches and women's football owners to get ourselves off our tailbone and establish ourselves as those who want to learn. Again, that's what my show is all about. It's about learning. It's about doing what we do. If we ain't learning, then again, we're just spinning our wheels in the mud, and we're not improving. You know, I can't go to practice not knowing that I did not study to make my team better. You know, I can't just go on PlayStation and play that and say, oh, that looks like a good play. I'm going to go put it in. Because we got a lot of PlayStation coaches out there. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I know a few of you guys. You know, I've heard you speak on it before. Yeah, I use PlayStation to let my girls know how to play the game, and we do 2 hours of PlayStation on Saturday just so that they can understand. Well, it could be a teaching tool. I'm not gonna knock you for it. But strategy wise, PlayStation ain't got nothing on real coaches. I'm sorry. It just don't happen. We just can't be the thumb pushers or the thumb button pushers and think that we're gonna get out there and run and get out there and tackle and get out there and run plays. You know, it's kind of funny, but, you know, like I said, I know a few of you guys out there who use PlayStation to try to get things done. But like I said, you got to get your education on. Again, look it up. Go to Google.com. Find out. Put in there football clinics. You know, there's nothing that's specific for women. But the fact is, you got to go out there because we're teaching the game of football. There's no particular brand of football. Football is football. And that's probably why I'm talking about the topic that we're going to be talking about in a few minutes here with the Lingerie Football League. You know, football is football. One thing that I've learned in this game is no matter what level you're teaching the game of football. And a lot of you guys aren't going to agree with me with the fact that, you know, we're teaching the game of football and how one style of game only elevates the other. You know, it's like competition, you know. And I'm going to talk about that when my coach get on here. And we definitely going to be having some fun, and we're going to talk about the differences of, you know, coaching the beautiful women of the Lingerie League, and I'm going to talk about the beautiful women of the Tackle Football League, be it IWFL, be it WFA, it don't matter. The fact is that, you know, there's beauty out there, but, you know, how they're being exposed, how they're being this, and, you know, like I said, I had a lot of emails. I'm not quite sure because I'm not in front of my particular computer that lets me know if my caller's on the line. So, I'm BJ. Here. Is that you, Tui?
That's me.
Hey, what's happening? Huh?
I'm here, Dion.
All right, cool, man, cool. You know what? Because you know we gonna jump into it, man. Let me just give you a proper intro because you know you nothing but coat love in the house. You know what I'm saying? That Carson Coach Love, for one, people just don't understand what we got in Carson, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're a couple years older than I am, and,
great, just throw my age out there.
Well, hey, I'm only 12, so, you know, if I'm 12, you only, what, 14? So, you know, we all good. But, you know, like I said, we got Tui on the line, and I'm trying to find my, what's calling here, my notes. I have some notes. Here we go. You know, again, we got Tui Anoa. Am I right,
that's
Coach?
That's it. You
yeah,
got
see?
It.
Hey, I grew up with the Polynesian brothers out there. I know how to get it pronounced correctly. You know, my man played football at Carson High School, went on to El Camino, went on to get some other big things on the next level. And, you know, it just coaching is just great. And we bumped into each other. Like I said, Facebook is a great thing. And I wind up tapping bases with him and said, wait a minute, man, we went to school at the same time. You the what? The defensive coordinator for who? And he said the L.A. Temptations of the Lingerie Football League. I'm like, wow. So, Coach, you know, welcome to Four Quarter Coach League, man. I really appreciate you spending a little time with us and talking about this, you know.
I want to thank you first for just letting me come on here and be a part of your show. I know you're big things out in Vegas, too, so thank you very much for this, Dion.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I'm talking to a national champ, man, a defensive coordinator of a national championship football team. So, you know, my thing is, hey, bro, rub me a little bit so I can get me a national championship. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Well, it was a great experience. I mean, I thought I'd never experience this feeling again on winning a national championship when I won at El Camino College back in 87, I mean, when we won nationals. And then it was kind of tough from there on to see what would happen with me in football. But then I got involved in this from a friend of mine who was the head coach, and he lost his defensive coordinator, so he came and asked me if I could help him out. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and when I did, I hung around. I hung around and helped him out.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
You know, no, go ahead. Go finish up, man.
Oh, that's what I was just. I just stuck around, and I wanted to actually, because I take coaching, you know, coaching seriously, and I wanted to challenge myself to see if I could actually teach these women how to play football, because a lot of them were beginners and they've never even played football before. They didn't know how to move. They didn't know how to. Their skill level was like below those of like grade school kids. I mean, because they're here to teach football too, but some of these women have never played before, had no idea how to move, had no idea how to grasp the concept of the game itself. So it was a learning process for them, a learning process for me to see if I could actually pull this off. And these women are incredible. They have blown away expectations, mine, the public, everyone, and they're absolutely incredible. Great good bunch of girls who have nothing but heart and desire and to compete and be better and show everyone that they can play football.
You know what? You're talking similar across the board here, and this is why I wanted to bring you onto the show, because the same thoughts that, and the same things that you just said are the same things that got me involved in women's football. It's because, again, as a coach and a teacher, it's easy to get some all-star players that have played 15 years of Pop Warner football, high school and college, and throw them out there on a semi-pro level or whatever, and they got the concept. And you don't really know how well you're really teaching the game. You're coaching, but you're not teaching. So my fascination came about the fact that you had a group of women who were athletic, either they played softball, volleyball, track and field, and actually teaching them the game of football. And the public they just couldn't imagine, teaching women football, because that's what I get all the time. What do you get out of teaching women, football, Can they really catch the ball? And I know that's some of the things that you had to work with. Like you said, they couldn't move. They couldn't backpedal. They didn't know terminology. So it took a lot of effort into it. So my thing is this, and this is probably one of the questions that a lot of us want to know, is your brand of football real?
It is real football. It is smash mouth, hard nose, tackle football. I mean, the last turf field we just played on was literally just turf laid over cement. So there was no padding underneath. So these girls were literally beat up playing three games in literally 1 week. We had to play our last game against San Diego at the Coliseum. That was on grass. That was on a Friday night. We had to fly out the following Tuesday to Miami and get ready to play Dallas on Thursday night. And then after we played that game, we had to play Saturday night again against Chicago. And, I mean, just to show the toughness of these girls was incredible. I mean, these girls have really put up a whole lot. They sacrificed a lot. They've learned so much, and they really wanted it. And they really wanted to show people that they're not just a bunch of beautiful bimbos out there, because they're not. They're beautiful, athletic, tough, hard-nosed type football players who want to shake that stereotype that they're just, they don't know what they're doing. Because in this league, you have to market right. And in order to market this league, you got to have beautiful girls who are athletic. And that's the two things that they're trying to market right here. And that's what we had to deal with, and that's what we had to work with. And like I said, they just went beyond expectations. And their skill level has improved so much from the teachings that we've showed them. And you wouldn't notice the difference. You would think that this has been playing for a long time now once you see them on the field.
Right. And again, I think in the two tackle leagues that I'm promoting, per se, I throw football, period, women, kids, or whatever. And, again, I think the ladies are very tough because they do play on different things, like you said, concrete and whatever. But they also play, I think the biggest issue with the style of brand football that you're coaching is the attire, the attire. And I know the women from my side of the fence are screaming, oh, that's disgraceful, that's, that's sexist, that's this, that's that. What is your point of view on that as far as being a coach and being a male and, like I said, what the marketing plan is?
That took a little while for me to get used to when I found out what the uniforms were like. But then, this is the league. That's why it's called the Lingerie Football League. And the man who put this whole thing together, his name is Mitch Mortaza, he had an idea that he wanted to show people that beautiful models, actually beautiful models, could go out there and play football. But in order to sell that to the public, and actually his range for this is mostly the young males. I mean, he was gearing this whole entire thing towards young males, and the only way to get their attention is by putting beautiful models in lingerie-type uniforms with football gear on, actually showing that they can play the game at a level that everybody used to seeing. I mean, you can't just show a bunch of girls out there running around at a Pop Warner level. No one's going to gear in and watch this. And they sure isn't going to gear in and watch a bunch of out-of-shape-looking women either who can't fit in these uniforms. They all have to fit a certain criteria when you go through the marketing department and our talent coordinators and all that. And like I said, it took me, a while to get used to it. And I saw what he was doing, and I saw and I accepted it. And I'm sure like anybody would have, but, you know, it's geared towards the young males, and they're looking for beautiful women who can actually play hard-nosed football, who have the talent. And that's what he was looking for. And that's what he got. He got new. You'd be amazed at how many women across America came out and wanted to be a part of this league. And they're slowly accepting it.
Yeah, definitely that. I mean, like I said, I'm a male. I don't have a problem with it at all. You know, again, that's somebody else's cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell somebody what they should think and how they should play. I mean, these ladies are getting paid, am I right, to play?
Exactly. They sure do.
Okay, yeah, because see, in the leagues that I'm involved in or promote, these ladies pay to play. And,
right.
You know, I really feel that neither league, not including yours, have really defined who they are. They're trying to compare, you know, what we're playing a man's game, you know, and that's, you know, come see us play because we're women, you know, and that's been the model for the last 10 years, and it's been not so successful based on the amount of people that come to the games to see it. You know, a good crowd in our league is anywhere between 500 to 1,000 people. That's like top notch. You know, you're doing your damn thing, you know.
Gotcha.
But nobody has really pinpointed or had a face to go with any particular league. You know, if you're going to sell it as, hey, this is the best women athlete in the world, then let's ride it, you know, like Nike does. Just do it, you know. But there has not been a face for women's football. And I understand the concept for the lingerie thing because, again, ages 18 to 28, man, you know, these guys, that's all they talk about. Go get some Captain and go watch TV and want to see beautiful women. You know, you know, that's the true bottom line. I mean, I know part of my slogan, you know, I'm the Las Vegas Showgirls. And I get a lot of guys come up to me and say, hey, are there some cute ones on the team? I'm like, yeah. There's one that fits every imaginative feature that you want, you know, which is a sale. Because the novelty
right.
of the game is the game. If I'm a true football fan, I want to see football, you know. And if the football and the product is good, I'm going to come back. Because I'm pretty sure
right.
if the product wasn't good, these guys wouldn't come back because they can see what they see, you know, as far as uniform, go to the beach.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the league is, a product that needs to be sold and marketed correctly in order for people to accept it and come and watch the games. And like I said, it's beautiful women in lingerie with football gear on, and that was geared towards, like you said, the 18 to 28-year-old males. And that's what's bringing them back is the beauty and the toughness. It's both of it. It's not just one. It's the beauty and their skill level of playing. And they're playing at the level, like I said, that most people want to see. Girls actually
that's
hitting
acceptable.
Each other. Yeah, that's acceptable, and that's what they like, and that's what draws them back, other than the uniforms and the girls. But, you know, it's that style of football that everybody wants to see, because you don't want to sit there and watch a dull game, and nobody's going to come back to that. Like I said, he's marketing this towards that young male, and those young males know football. They've seen it, so they want to see it again, but they like seeing it in lingerie now.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Speaking of the product, what game rules do you guys go by? Is it NFL, college, high school?
That's
arena,
pretty much the, yeah, sort of, kind of, but the league has made its own rules up. It's 7-on-7 in indoor arenas, and maybe sometimes it'll be outdoors, but it's 7-on-7. The rules in place are geared for a high-powered offense to score. I mean, defensively, we can't shift over if an offense overloads to one side, and you know, and we can't shift. We have to stay in the same stance and the same distance. And they've implied their rules on defense to where we can't move until the ball is snapped. So we can't like move DBs over to overload if they go through trips on one side, like three receivers on one side. We can't bring my DBs and linebackers over. They all have to stay in one set position. So the offense, the rules in place are set for an offense to score because they want to see high scoring games. So defensively, you know, they've cut off our arm, but you know what? I've learned to adjust to this, so it works out pretty good. So, but like I said, it's for a high-scoring offense. Defensively, the girls just pretty much play zone the whole way, which is, you know, can't really play man because everyone is eligible, you know, on the field. Offensive linemen, so receivers. Everybody can go downfield and catch a ball or run the ball, whatever they want, which makes it impossible to play man, you know, against an offense that where everyone's eligible. So it's pretty much a zone defense set for defense, and then wide open offense for them. So, like I said, the rules work in place. It's kind of sort of like arena football, just a little different, their own rules. But it makes it easier for the girls, and it makes the game more exciting.
Okay. And it's what, 2 20-minute halves, am I right?
It used to be 15, then they bumped it up to 17-minute halves.
Okay,
17-minute halves, yeah.
Running clock or?
They stop the clock. It'll run during the process of the game, and more like towards the last 2 minutes, then the clock starts to stop, you know, to chain for the chain movements, first downs, and all that stuff. And the end zones are a lot shorter. They're like only 8-yard end zones, 50-yard field with 8-yard end zones on each side.
Okay, so 64 yards in total then.
Pretty much 66.
66.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I got to get my math together. If we go back to Carson, I don't know if my teacher's going to like that or not. I don't have any math. No, 16, baby. Come on, think about it. Yeah. So, you know, again, some of the things that I hear throughout the community of where I coach at is, you know, these girls are trying to, you know, be models. They're not real. It's not real football. We already talked about that. But, you know, it's a lot of hating out there. It's a lot of jealousy. It's no different between the guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a scholarship at Cal State Long Beach, you know, which is right down the street. But then somebody like our buddy, say Calvin Holmes, who got a scholarship to USC down the street. You know, it's a different level of ball. You know, and it's a lot of hating out there. And like I said, I talked to who's the commissioner of the new arena league now? Jerry.
You got me on that one.
Well. Anyway, he actually came and spoke to us when we were in a WPFL, my very first year. And the question was, you know, with all these arena football leagues starting up, you had indoor league and then you had arena two starting up. And his whole thing was, well, we patent this particular game. Now, anything else that's out there is doing nothing but promoting our game, you know. And he said, football is football, no matter how you look at it. You got to use it to help promote each other. And that's one angle that I've been trying to go about with women football. You got this style of football that's catered to this particular crowd, but when you look at it, you're still throwing a football. You still teach them how to tackle. You know, you're still running the ball and throwing. And then you have our level of football, which we want to compare to the NFL or college. And when I tell everybody, I say, you know what, our football level is more like a good division. You know, out of 4 divisions in high school, this is like a Division III, you know, level game. You know, it'd be like Southgate and somebody else that wouldn't play Carson back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Southgate and Reseda or whatever. You know, so my thing is this: do you think that the lingerie league is good promotion for women in general?
For the sport, yes. And for their modeling careers and beauty, because a lot of girls are getting exposed. Why? I mean, other than just what they're wearing, but I mean, modeling agencies, TV shows are seeing these women on TV, and they're bringing them in, you know, opportunities in the entertainment business, and it's really promoting these girls a lot. So, but a lot of these girls are you know, they're not going for them. They want to stay in the league and play football, you know. And that's what's exciting about it, is that these girls actually are out there to play the game and to show just how tough they are. And I think they're marketing it just fine. I mean, they're doing well with it. I mean, we got expansion teams that are already – cities have already called into the league and asking them how can they get a team in their league. So, I mean, in their city, I mean, and you know, that's exactly what they wanted. You know, they wanted to see this thing expand. They wanted to see if the public would accept it and have. And that's what he was gearing for. And when you got cities asking him, how can we get a team here, that's a big plus for this league and for all the women who are out there trying to pursue football and their, you know, the beauty and the whole thing of this game. And it's really helping out a lot.
Now, what would a woman salary-wise make? Give us a range of, you know, the lower tier will make this, a higher tier will make this. What's the paying range for lingerie league football?
Well, being that it's the first year of the league, right now they have it towards tickets, gates, and people that show up to the games. The winning team will get a certain percentage of the gate, and the losing team gets a lower percentage of the gate. So that's how they pretty much distribute the pay amongst the women. And there's 14 girls on each active roster, and that's how they split the money between, say, the winning team. They'll split the money between 14 girls and two paid coaches. So that's how they split it. But like I said, the losing team gets the lower portion of the gate. But it's all about how many people show up to the game.
Right. So the incentive is you want to win, so you get the higher percentage. But it's also getting
exactly.
butts in the seat, correct?
Exactly. That's what they do. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, because, see, I just talked about getting butts in the seat for us. You gotta get them in the seats in order for an owner to make money, you know, for semi-pro football or whatever. No matter what level, you ain't got butts in the seats, and you're not going to be around for a long time.
Well, eventually, this league is what we want. We want each team to have an owner, and that's what they're gearing for and they're hoping for, you know, in the future of this league, that each team will eventually have owners so you can get bigger contracts, more with endorsements and stuff like that, like the NFL does, like how their players have. Maybe have a players' union for this league, and that's what they're really gearing towards. So, but in the beginning stages, it's kind of tough, you know, when it's just run by one man and his company. So hopefully things will change and hopefully things will get better. But right now it looks like it's on the upscale right now because, like I said, it's being exposed and cities are calling in and they want teams. And that's what he really wanted to see. And he hopes that it all will fall in place in the future to come.
Okay. And in your involvement, I mean, how long do you see yourself being involved in this level of game? Or are you talking about going to another level of coaching?
Well, I hope to be the head coach for one of the teams here. I mean, I was a defensive coordinator for the L.A. Temptations, and I see this league going. I'm a firm believer in what Mitchell Mortaza is promoting and what he wants out of this league. So I truly believe that this league is going to take off, and I've already spoke with him, and I want to be a – I mean, we all have goals. My goal is to be the head coach for one of these teams out here, and I hope to take over. Soon we'll talk about it in a few months to come to see which team I'll be placed at. I hope to still be here with the LA Temptations too. But we'll see. We'll see what happens to me towards when spring and tryouts and everything start back around springtime.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, see, we're just about to start up our league. I think the IWFL starts on April 3rd, and the WFA, the league that I'm in, we start on April 10th. So we go from mid-April to July is our season. We're true spring-summer. Have you seen any games outside of lingerie league football games as far as women are concerned in the L.A. market?
No, I haven't. I don't even know hardly any of the teams out here of those women semi-pro teams out here. So, no, I haven't really seen any of those teams.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, because actually there's four teams within about a 20-mile radius in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are living in L.A. coaching women's football and haven't heard about it, you know. And
so there's still a whole lot of people who haven't heard about our league either. I mean, they're like, wow, I've never heard of this. I'm like, yeah, well, exactly.
Well, you guys got a million-dollar ad campaign going on. You know, and you got, you know, a few taps on ESPN and Fox Sports West. You know, I know for sure. But I do follow all the marketing trends with all sports because, again, that's just what I love to do. And I'm a promoter, you know, especially events promoter as well. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, brand and do all these other good things. And, you know, I'm finding it difficult to dealing with owners in leagues who don't have the business mentality, because this is a business. Most of them are doing this as a hobby, so they're hobbyists, you know.
Hmm.
And my thing is, you got to bring it. You got to bring your marketing department. You got to bring your branding. You know, you got to do commercials, radio, TV, you know, whatever. Because it is a product that we're trying to sell. You know, we got to sell the product. And like I said, I don't care if the women are half naked or fully pad. If nobody knows about it, and it ain't going to last for very long.
Exactly.
You know? So my thing is this, man. Like I said, it's been some sticky questions out there of, you know, what people think. You do have a lot of ladies who feel that, you know, they're being dehumanized per se because they're in this little strappy lingerie stuff. But again, like I said, hey, for each one have their own taste. You know, you got the Playboy station.
Yeah.
You know, you got hardcore, you know, adult movies. You know, you got soft on cable. You know, you find your taste of what you like and you stick with it. Everybody's not going to fit in the same box. You know?
I mean, there's a market for every level of football. Just some are bigger than others, and some are smaller. We all know that. It all depends on you know, your marketing techniques and how you advertise your league. And like I said, some are going to be bigger, some are going to be smaller. But there is a market out there, and you just got to tap into it at the right time. And I think we have right now. We've tapped in to football for women at the right moment, and we're gearing towards an audience that is really accepting it, and we hope it continues.
Well, you know what? I hope you guys have lots of success because, again, I see it being a playoff of each other. And you know, like I said, you're not family entertainment per se. You know, here we are. We're family entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We're Disney. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? You know, I can recognize that. You know, and like you said, there's a market for everybody. Don't hate on somebody else's market because you don't like it or don't agree with it. You just say, hey, that's not my cup of tea, move on.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. We know that. The Lingerie Football League is not for everybody.
There it is. There it is. You know, like I said, I'm glad you came on the show for a hot second here, man. And like I said, I put it out there to my clientele. I run a women's tackle football board called womenstacklefootballgroup.mean.com. And we got close to 2,000 members. That are football players across the country, actually 1,700 to be exact.
And
that's great.
We got
coaches, we got women, and like I said, it's a networking board, and I put this topic out there because this is, you know, the Lingerie League is like the taboo for women's tackle football right now. And I put it out there because I really wanted people to ask me questions that they would like to know the answers to from somebody who's in. And that's why I pursued you, you know what I'm saying? And you just came up like, yeah, Deion, I'm in it, man. Just tell me when to call. I'm a done deal, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I can say for all those people out there who have questions and doubts about this league, come to the game and watch for yourself and see what these women can actually do out there. And just watch the whole thing take place with the beauty and the aggressiveness, the heart, the competition out there and the level of play that these girls, you have to experience it for yourself before you can judge anything. And that's all I can tell people. Just come to the game and see for yourself and then make up your mind. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed.
You know what, Coach, I want to thank you again. I'm going to wrap this up and head on to another topic. But again, man, I'm grateful for having you on the show. And if you ever want to come back on and promote some more and talk about it, you know, let's do that. And I would love for you to also go check out, you know, some of the teams that are local so that you can see that, hey, the level of ball that we're playing is just as tenacious, just as aggressive, and just as exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're a true football coach. I know you are. So I know you can accept it and make it happen.
Thank you very much.
You
know, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for everything and let me come on here.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Take care, Deion.
You got it. Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was my boy, Tui Yanoas from the L.A. Temptation. Like I said, I could have went all night with that topic because, you know, like he said, if you heard what he was talking about, it's the same thing that we're talking about in our line of women's football. But as you can see, I can separate the fact that what they're promoting and what we're promoting. It's like I said, we're Disney. We're the Disney Channel. We're Nickelodeon. We're family fun oriented entertainment. What they're promoting is adult entertainment. And you just got to accept it for what it is. It might not be a cup of tea, but again, if you heard the words that Coach Suanoa talked about, it's the same passion that you have as a football player on the Showgirl, or on Diamonds, or the Hurricanes, or the Cyclones, or the Quake, the Warriors. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, you guys. So don't hate. Be because they're doing something different. It's the same thing that we go about with the IWFL, WFA, you name all the acronyms out there. All we do is hate on each other because somebody got this and somebody ain't got that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey, they got it. Oh, well, we go get something bigger and better. Compete. Compete. That's what we tell the girls on the football field. Ain't no position out here locked up just because you're a vet. I got veterans on my team right now who think, you know, they can miss preseason practice because I'm a vet. I got 4 years under my belt. And there's some rookie out there that's hungry and it's going to take your spot is what I tell them. And I don't play favorites. The best play. And like I said, Lingerie League got their criteria for their players. Just like you would in Pop Warner football. Pop Warner football, you have your criteria. You only have to be a certain age, a certain weight to be in that classification. Until you get to high school. And in high school, you still have classification. You got to be at least 15 years old to play varsity. It don't matter about your weight. Then when you get to college, when you get to the pros, we just had the combine this weekend. You know, you got to, if you want to be a running back in the NFL, you got to be running a certain time. You got to be a certain time in the 40, a certain height in the vertical jump, a certain time in the shuttle run. You got to be able to catch the ball. You got to have the right size hands, the right size body. That's in the NFL. So now you got the lingerie league. Hey, one, criteria, you got to be beautiful in the eyes of what America's beautiful is all about. You got to be athletic, like Coach said. They're just not any old beauty queens out there. You know, these are ex-athletes, just like you and I. It just so happened they might be a little bit more beautiful than us. That's all. It's always somebody out there that looks better than me. I don't care. You know, I get what I get, and I got what I got. So, you know, my thing is stop hating. Compete. Make yourself better. Make your team better. Make your league better. You know? Network. Talk to coaches. Talk to owners. Listen to the show. Go to games. Same concept. Same thing. We just talked about all this stuff, and then here you are. You know, Coach Suyanoa comes on here and says the same thing that I've been preaching for a year on this show. We got great women that play football. It's getting the word out there and letting people know that women play football. Again, stop sitting on your tailbone and thinking, oh, just because I got a uniform, they're going to come. Bull crap. Get off your tailbone and tell everybody out there that you play football, that you coach women's football, that women's football is exciting. If it ain't this year, what year is it going to be? Tell me. Because I promote every day. Every day. Every hour of the day. People get tired of me promoting. That's how it got to be. If you ain't got the money to promote, then you better find another avenue. You got 350 million people sitting on Facebook. 350 million people should know about women's football. I'm sorry. Power in numbers. Wow, am I going backwards again? Am I talking about the things I've been talking about? Power in numbers. Coach Lee, we can't get sponsors. Why? Because you ain't got the numbers. Coach Lee, our team's off the fold. Why? Because you ain't got the numbers. Coach Lee. Coach Lee. Coach Lee. And, hey, the answers come. The answers do come. But the fact is, you have to follow through. I ain't going to hate on Lingerie Lee. Them women play hard. I see bruises on them knees. I seen girl get her knee taken out. Get carted off to the hospital. It's real football. Again, it's not your cup of tea. I'm on a rant right now. I don't know why. I just get excited because there's other people that talk about football like I do. That's part of my marketing background. I figured that, hey, there got to be 100,000 people that like the same music I like. I got to just find those 100,000 people. I know there's 10,000 people in Las Vegas that like women's football if they had the opportunity to see it and they knew about it, but I got to find those 10,000 people. That's the mentality you have to have. Again, stop hating because that team is good. Stop hating because that team got the same colors. Stop hating because, what league they're in. You know, for me, I'm all about it don't matter. The best will rise to the top. And for those best who don't want to play each other, shame on you. That's all I got to say. But you know what? It's taking to the next level. You want to defeat the lingerie league? Do you want to put an image out there? Then spend the money to put the brand out there, to put the image out there. Again, don't hate because another team is out marketing you. Don't hate because there's a team out there that's doing more than the league is doing for the whole league and shining brighter. That means you got to step it up. So I'm calling out my teams and my division. Why? Because I'm the regional director of the WFA. Utah's kicking butt. Utah Blitz, man, they kicking butt up in Utah. They are kicking butt. I go to their page on Facebook. They got over 650 fans. Here I am thinking I'm doing good. We got 200. They got 650. They ain't played a down football yet. They on the news. They in the newspapers. They doing their damn thing. You got the San Diego Sting that's competing against the SoCal Scorpions now. Compete. Show the other team that you're going to kick butt. You're going to beat them on the field. You're going to beat them in the market. Compete. Compete. You got the Warriors. Hey, I got the Warriors out in L.A. all by themselves. Got four teams around them. Compete. Compete. Like I said, I get passionate behind this stuff. Because it's all about competing. If you can't compete, then sit your ass down. Close up shop. Close up shop. Do your homework. Know the history of football and the evolution of football and football leagues. Hell, the NFL Network just did a whole series on the AFL, American Football League. Matter of fact, this past weekend, I just watched, what was it, 30 and 30? The upstart and downfall of the USFL and some of the issues that it went through. I hear somebody on the line. Is that somebody on the line? I guess not. But you got to understand the passion that these men had to start these leagues. And that's probably some of the issues, too. You know, we got women out there who hating on men because men want to be a part of it. Wake up, ladies. Grow up, ladies. We're here. We ain't here to take over. We're here to help. But the feeling is, out there from the man's perspective, is we ain't needed. We just ragdolls. We just came here to coach. And once you finish teaching these players, we're going to boot you on and make sure that it's for women, by women, all about women. That's all great and dandy, if that's what you want. But it is, and I'm going to put it out there, it's a man's world, and it's going to be dog-eat-dog out there without a man involved in this game. Like I said, I get passionate behind this thing. And these are things that I feel, things that I see. And this is my opinion. This is how I feel, and I know there's others out there that speak and talk just like I do. But I'm a little bit more open about my situation because I control my own destiny. You might not like it, but guess what? It is what it is. I do what I do. If you hate me because I'm trying to take it to the next level, then that's your bad. If you don't want to jump on because it's not your cup of tea, then that's up to you. But the bottom line is this. In order for this sport to kick off and do the things that it needs to get done, I'm going to quote my boy Rodney King. Can we all just get along? Can we move forward? Can we stop bashing? Can we network? Can we get together and get better? Can we play when we want to play? As long as it don't affect the league, can we create that matchup where it can be the best of the best playing the best of the best? That's the only way it's going to survive. Yeah, it's been 10 years, but we've gone 10 years, and where have we gone? We probably had over 250 teams in and out the leagues. We had 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 leagues start up. We ain't learning from our mistakes. We ain't learning. And when somebody speaks the truth, they get bashed. But my thing is this. You can speak the truth, but just don't sit up in the peanut gallery opening up your peanuts and putting them in your mouth and talking smack. What are you doing about it? It's easy for me to sit up in the stand and say, yeah, that's a terrible play, or they can't block, or ain't nobody in the stands, or the hot dogs are nasty. It's easy to do that. But what can I do to make it better? We can all find the problems, but can we get some solutions around this joint? That's what it's all about. Finding solutions. That's what we do here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. We find solutions. We find solutions. And if you ain't part of finding solutions, then you don't need to be part of the whole environment because it's too negative. It's negative. Yeah, there's coaches out there that I just don't like. There's owners out there that I just don't like. There's league board members that I just don't like. But I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let that stop me from improving the sport. Just because I don't like you don't mean I can't work with you. Most of us work for bosses that we don't like, but guess what? We need a job, so guess what? We go to work every day. And we leave work every day and we have a little captain, don't we? And we talk about that boss all day. Oh, man! Time flies when you're having fun. That is the music of the music of the music that I love to hear. Because, again, that is my thing. I am public enemy, number one. Wake your ass up is what I do. If you want to move forward in football, I don't care if it's women's football, Pop Warner football, you got to learn. But I'm going to let my boy public enemy talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen to it. Listen to it. I'm out. Peace.
Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as